This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Toyota's legacy has been standing tall for generations. From pioneering hybrid technology to redefining the standards of safety and efficiency. Each innovation, a renewed commitment to progress. And with Toyota's legendary lineup of trucks in stock at your local Toyota dealer, you can experience the legacy for yourself. So check out the ultra-rugged new 2024 Tacoma. Built for off-road adventure or everyday practicality. Or test drive a heavy-duty half-ton 2024 Tundra, decked out with modern tech and comfort, with a haul-anything attitude. And both Tacoma and Tundra are available with the iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, giving your truck more power than ever before. Quality, reliability, efficiency, that's the legacy of Toyota. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, to find out more. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota. Let's go places.
I started playing football when I was 7 years old, you know, so like, and then as you go on, you see, you know, social media and your favorite players growing up and see them get extensions and stuff like that. And then like, now I was involved in those talks, you know, and then just to kind of see it all come together before it was announced the night before is when it was like, all right, cool, got the final call. And it's just been like a crazy feeling since. Like, I don't really know how to feel. Obviously super excited and stuff like that, but it feels surreal.
Khalil Shakir speaking today. Mike Schoben, the Bulldog WGR at 803-0550. If you had a player maybe you watched over the weekend at the NFL Combine that's interesting to you, we've got free agency coming up, and we'll see what the Bills can do into March now. So as Sal just pointed out with us, they've got to be under the cap by next Wednesday, and you know this league is always moving. My mock draft at PFF, I've seen many people use this mock draft tool. I never have until just now. And I didn't realize that I only had it set to go one round.
Oh, you wanted to go deep, huh?
I will next time. Which is sort of a quick thing to do.
Okay.
So,
does
no
this,
trades.
Does this have, this has players ranked, you just, like, with a tat, like, you don't need to know, you don't need to, like, fill in names.
No.
All right, okay.
They had recommendations for me.
Yeah, right.
When it came to be my turn.
Can you tell I'm not a big mock drafter?
Yes.
I'm, like, I'm admitting. Like,
I knew it.
I would assume that to make something like that functional for the average fan, not that that necessarily describes you in this instance, that you
I'm close to average when it comes to me.
Don't need them to dig through like, oh, who should I pick for whoever at 26?
I think last year I knew more than I know this year. About the draft, because it's receivers and now it's defensive linemen.
Yeah. It's early, though. But
it's
early. But you're more attracted naturally to the receiver conversation.
Well, sure. I mean, I'm hosting fantasy podcasts and trying to figure out, even just this morning on ADP chasing, which guys go up, which guys go down.
Not a lot of room and conversation about the 320-pound guy
None.
Who ran under 5 seconds.
None.
Right.
We don't care.
Right.
No offense to anyone. We don't care. But, yeah, I think that's probably true. Anyway, not knowing that many names, I picked your guy, Emmanuori, at 30.
Oh, well.
And I got a D.
Mm.
Does that sound like a D?
No. Well, what factors into the grade? Need?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
they wanted me to pick.
We just talked it through with Sal. Like, I'd be, as much as I love this player, I would love it if they did it. I don't know about defending it as, like, the best idea. I mean, the guy could smash, and that makes it a great idea no matter what, but it is not their most glaring need at all. Like, they've got two guys that should be, right now, your starters. If you wanted to try to improve on that, that's a whole other thing. But they have other spots where they flat out need guys to probably step right in and play.
Let me see if I can make an argument. They say on this player that he's like a Swiss Army knife.
Mm-hmm.
So Milano getting older, I might, you know, maybe Taron Johnson plays a little bit of a different role. If I'm going to be getting run on, you know, I might not just have him on the field for every play. I mean, he's a fine player. With this guy, I can get creative. And if the defensive line depth is so wonderful, then I could pick two in the second round with my two picks in the second round. And like you've said it, pick 20 to 60 or whatever are kind of the same. This guy may be special.
Yeah.
And when it comes to the line, maybe I can do about as well with my second pick. How's that?
I like it. I think the one thing that's left out of there is the value of this player right now after that combine show. Like I'm going to be surprised sitting here right now. See, a lot of things can change. If a guy that is being described, you know, the team's view of this has to line up, but You tell an NFL team, you tell an NFL team fan base, hey, we're going to draft a guy that tracks to be your version of Kyle Hamilton. You're picking him at 12. You're picking him at 15. You're picking him at 20. Some team between, you know, where it's unreasonable to say this guy goes like top five, say, or something, and 30. I just can't imagine some team isn't going to be just seduced by, well, 6'3", 225, jumps out of the gym. Oh, my God. I can play him everywhere. You blitz him. Like, just, he sounds like a dream boat. So I can't believe he's going to last that long. But if he were there at 30, I would definitely live with the Bills.
That may be true, but he was available in this.
Well, you were in charge.
And I mean, you would have taken him too, maybe. I know you don't think they need a safety that badly, but I got a D. Draft, this is just tough to look at. Draft rank bottom 5% of Bills drafts. Congratulations, everyone else out there drafting Bills drafts at PFF.com. I just pumped your score up by coming into the bottom 5%.
But you said you only did one round.
So one round.
Is that, are you being penalized for not using the rest of your picks?
No, because, well, not directly.
Okay.
Because my overall draft grade was a D, because I got a D on my one pick.
The one pick, right.
So my D grade comes in bottom 5%, which that's good. That restores your faith in people.
Well, see if you can arrange it, if you're going to do another one of these, but you're going to do, you're going to do all seven rounds or maybe all six, because the Bills don't have any seventh. They've got a bunch of sixths. Anyway, maybe you can pump that up and get back to us. You strike gold and you know, you have those two second round picks, that could be a very valuable spot for you to like make your grade up.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I have to figure out how to get all the rounds. Seven rounds. All right. I'm going to do that right now. Well,
working?
Maybe it shouldn't be right now. My favorite thing, when I've reset it now, it's starting over. My favorite thing that I saw on the one I just did, in the terms of the first round, was that the running back Genty went to Atlanta. And that might be the funniest possible outcome for him.
Yes.
Is after Pitts and Bijan and Penix, I mean, just Bijan alone, and he's good if they go to a running back. In the middle of the first round. The running back, If you want to, dance on this, I will always do it. What?
For clarification here, the computer picked the other teams. Yes. You just made the Bills pick. Okay, got it. All right. Then you didn't manipulate it so that Em and Rory would be there. They didn't see fit to pick them earlier. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I didn't.
I think I clouded that up on you. It was nothing you said. It was my own
okay
mess. So I'm just cleaning that up. Okay, so Genty, the computer picks Genty to go to it. What kind of grade did that get?
I didn't see. I didn't look. I'd want to know.
Because positional need, that doesn't seem to really make a lot of sense.
Positional need sounds like an F.
Yeah.
Value the player, maybe an A at 15. Genty?
Yeah.
I started to say, I'll always be here for running back value talk anytime you want. It's not the Bills again, probably, with Cook, although... If they felt he was really dug in on a contract, they could draft somebody else in round four like they did Davis or five and then just sort of ignore Cook. But I doubt that'll happen. This year will be an interesting test, though, because, A, you have so many good ones, apparently. But that means what? That means better guys than usual will be available later. So... That's not exactly an argument for picking them earlier, mm-hmm. picking them in the first round. But if you do have players that at least challenge the theory that running backs don't matter, like Genty, somebody's going to draft him early, probably no later than 12, it seems. That's Dallas, and he might be perfect there. It's still a running back, though. It's challenging this year for this because... The league moved that way last year. You had veteran running backs on new teams do great, and that's what kind of season it was, maybe getting you to think not just rookies earlier in the draft, but veterans, again, maybe are worth investing in at that position. But I still think ultimately the supply is there, and I don't need to be – I don't want to end up, this is not for the Bills, I'm pretty sure, but thinking like, I have to have Omarion Hampton or Judkins or one of these running backs that are, you know, super fast and big and strong that were on display on Saturday. So, interesting year for this. We've gotten to a point, just put another way slightly, we've gotten to a point in the last few years where the league seemed to recognize this and there weren't running backs going in round one. I mean, one or two. But... Not like it used to be.
Right.
And I don't think there will be five or anything this year, but there could be three or four, mm-hmm. which is a lot.
That still is a big change. Yeah, it was a big change when Robinson and Gibbs both went pretty early that same year, right? That's the same year, isn't it? Was
yes.
that 7 and 12? 5 and 12?
I think Gibbs was 12.
Yeah. Well, one thing to keep an eye on with that in mind is that last year where you had Jacobs and Barkley and Derrick Henry, like big Hall of Fame caliber players at the position hitting the market, it's not that. So if teams are looking for running backs, maybe this pushes the draft pick, like the running back further up the board for teams because – Aaron Jones, Raheem Mostert, Najee Harris. Like, this is not A.J. Dillon, Nick Chubb, Damage, Javonte Williams. It's not a good-looking list of guys that are out there. I mean, you might like, you know, a guy and have him be serviceable for a year or two or whatever, but it's just not – there's not a whale out there waiting to get a $10 million-plus contract a year, I think, in free agency.
All right, my second effort on the PFF mock draft tool – is to Tennessee is on the clock at one, is to offer them, I'm the Bills, my entire draft and my next year's entire draft, and it was rejected. PFF gives you a percent chance. It was a 42% chance to be accepted. I decided to roll the dice. If I threw in my 2027 first, they said this trade will likely be accepted. But two entire drafts for the number one pick, and I could have Travis Hunter, or do I want Abdul Carter for the Bills? That'd be fun to debate. Should we make this offer in real life?
I'm going to go ahead and need you to stop talking now. Fortunately, we're at a break.
We finally got to something fun, and you want me to stop talking. Trading the entire draft and next year's entire draft for the first overall pick. Would Tennessee ever do it?
No. I don't. I have no idea.
What about the same offer to the Browns, but with Garrett?
Oh, now we're talking.
For the 102
and Garrett
for 2 years of drafts. I really should have stopped talking. I don't want to.
I know.
Make this
now I regret having said that. I was going for effect there, and now I'm glad you kept going.
Yes. You know, you'd like to see something like this.
I knew
happen.
The opportunity to turn you into the atrocity that the firstpick.com thing eventually became. Because in that exercise, how many years ago was that? It was before Josh Allen, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, because it was the Mahomes year. I remember him being like a fourth round pick in that thing.
Yes.
When we were doing it in March. Or even earlier, but it was always just trade.
I have pictures on my phone still of those those halls. I'm drafting 25 players for the Bills and getting an A+. Easy game. 803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. We'll be right back.